It's time for Done Being Single with your hosts, Trevor and Robbie Scharf. If you're dating the same type over and over again, making the same mistakes and not finding love, then you're not done being single. What you need is some tough love dating intervention, Trevor and Robbie style. Whether you're new to dating or have been dating forever, we've got you covered. Now, here are your hosts, Trevor and Robbie Scharf.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to Done Being Single. This is going to be a great episode. One of my favorite subjects.
Why do you say that?
Relationships.
Yes.
Healthy ones, good ones, stable ones, marriage. Wow.
I'm not liking this one already.
Things we're learning, things we've learned. We're still kind of new at this thing, and we've got great guests.
Should I be concerned?
Yes, because, well, we're going to talk about our problems.
Always a good thing.
Which you know I like to do.
I do know that you like.
it's very cathartic.
I'm kind of realizing there's not much in private these days.
Well, not in this world we're living in.
No.
But definitely not on this show, but you know, the good part about doing this show is that we learn, you know, I wasn't kidding, we learn so much as we're doing it, and we are still new at marriage. We've been at it, you know, 5 years, and there's just so much great advice out there, and so many smart, insightful people.
So admit it, we're really doing this show to get free therapy.
Well, we'd have gotten thousands of dollars of free therapy.
You know, it really kind of pays for itself that way. But no, in reality, our show today is about how to have a more successful relationship.
Yes.
And this has come into play for us because we have evolved over the 5+ years that we've been together.
Yeah.
And have addressed some issues and still
we
have
them.
Yes.
But we're better.
I hope so. Yes.
Well, yeah, we're better because I think that, I mean, look, it's not easy getting married at this age. You know, I've said it before, I've never cohabitated with someone. So I don't know from successful relationships. I've never really had one.
Because.
Until now.
Yeah. And it showed.
Well, it showed for you too, buddy.
Yeah, but success is relative to something in that. You know, I think it starts early on, our upbringing, our parental guidances.
Yes.
The references we have for love, who mentored us, if anybody, and what did we learn from that, and how did we apply it in relationships? And so this is something that I know I have learned from, whether it's my parents or my sisters or friends. And
yeah, I got nothing.
Don't say that.
I got no training.
No,
whatsoever.
It's not that you have nothing. You had negative nothing, which you had to, you know, I always equate, you had the toughest job of anybody because you had to not only stop a runaway train in a strange direction, but you had to correct it and then reverse those engines and have them go back.
You hear this sound?
You're patting yourself on your back, as you should.
I'm patting myself on my back because, yeah, I'm a self, what's the word? Starter, initiator, learner. Mm-hmm. I figured it out. I did a lot of work, back to the work, did the work, and the process never stops. You learn, you keep learning. And what I've learned a lot about relationships is that the measure of success isn't the good times. It's not how bright and shiny you are. It's how well you get through the bad times and adversity. That to me is, and then our guests today are going to go into this because they say it's how well you get over the hurdles. And that is so true because it's how you fight. It's how you manage conflict. That is the measure of success. And I think you and I are much better at it. You're definitely more tolerant maybe, because my lovey here is he's a perfectionist a little bit.
That's not true, but
you're a little bit critical.
Well,
look, I just want to mention real quick, we're going to get into this, but just brief overview here.
I can't
of
wait.
What the four, so this, to so the title of our... No. You can run, babe, but you cannot hide. I just want to say it's getting over the hurdles and through the tough stuff. I know that's not anything new to everybody, but it's new to me. And I will say that I am learning to, what does Robbie always say, measure twice, cut once. That saved me from a lot of stuff, like potential hot button issues. So Robbie's had me slow down, take a breath, think twice before doing things and saying things, which has really helped in terms of our...
respond, don't react.
Our functioning.
It's like tennis.
Yes. And Robbie has really improved in that he hears me more, and sometimes I just need you to hold my hand. I need you to not talk, which is your natural inclination, because God bless you, you're a problem solver. You're a solutions-oriented guy. I love that. But sometimes, you know, you just want someone to hold your hand. You just want someone just to say, it's okay, you're going to be fine. We will get through this together.
Right. And I've come to realize how important that is for you, whereas that has never been something that I would gravitate towards first. So sometimes the most help I can be is not offering help and just being there and holding your hand.
Which has helped immeasurably in those moments. It helps us avoid escalation.
And then I wake up.
Yeah, that's when you're dreaming, and then...
Or maybe it's when you're dreaming.
No.
I don't know. But,
no, you've really...
Well, thank
you've
you.
Been great. And I also want to say that I just went through a very long and difficult bout of pneumonia. It took weeks. And my husband, God bless you, he was just so patient and loving and kind and understanding. And beautiful care of me.
Well,
and that was a real test.
In sickness and in health.
It was a real, seriously, I get it. Like, I get the whole in sickness and in health thing. And it's just spoke volumes about you. Because, first of all, I'm not used to being taken care of. I am super duper independent, only child, single forever. The last thing I want to do is be a burden on anybody. And there were times where I thought, oh, shit, I'm really, you know, burning this guy out. I was so afraid that you were going to get compassion fatigue.
Yep. I mean, no.
You know, it's hard caring for someone day in and day out. It gets stressful.
It actually is not if it's just part of a routine that you're accustomed to, that I was exposed to good care when I was a kid. And, you know, my mom, you know, that was instilled in me early on. I don't think that you had that from your folks.
Oh, no. Whatever issues I have, I will say they showed up. They were there for me in good and bad. They were always there. So if I was sick, they'd stay home from work and stay with me and take care of me. But in terms of a man, you know, no. I don't know that feeling of being cared for and loved unconditionally, even when I'm super sick by someone. And it just was really beautiful.
Well, thank you, honey.
So now I'm healthy and I'm back to being a pain in the ass.
So when I get sick, hopefully...
You are not, but I would... No. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So anyway, now we're, like I said, I'm back and we're going to get into all kinds of fights again because Robbie took it easy on me while I was
sick. I can't wait. Let's get back to
No, we're not. We're not going to get into it.
No.
But, you know, life happens. Shit happens. We have relationships all over the place, not just with each
other.
Yes. We have business relationships, friend relationships, mm-hmm. family relationships. You know, knowing how to navigate through them all is just it's fantastic stuff. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Well, we can't wait. I think that we're going to go to a break, though, first, and then we will bring our guests on. Who are our guests today?
Our guests are the great Dr. Andrea and John Taylor Cummings.
Wow.
And married.
Yeah.
And awesome
incredible.
People.
Yeah.
And also super patient since we canceled on them about 17 times.
Well, your medical issues kept you from being in front of a microphone.
Yes.
So we are going to go to our first break, and then we're going to come on with our guests, Dr. Andrea and John Taylor Cummings.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding to law of attraction and increased happiness, you'll find it every day at voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Sometimes the curveballs that life throws you are just too much to handle. You may have been abused. You may be going through serious addictions. You may be bullied. You may think it's over, and nobody cares. Stop. There is a forum for you. Listen for Abba Daddy House Girls Speak Out, hosted by Annette Smith and Myrna Thatcher. We give you a voice and provide an outlet for your stories. We can help, one show at a time. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
You're listening to Done Being Single with dating interventionists Trevor and Robbie Scharf. If you've got a question, a dilemma, or a dating nightmare you want to share, you can reach us by email, trevorandrobbie@donebeingsingle.com. And now, back to Done Being Single with dating badasses Trevor and Robbie Scharf.
And we are back.
I am going to bring on our guests right now without further delay. Dr. Andrea and John Taylor Cummings together run Soulmates Academy, an organization committed to breathing life into relationships by equipping people with the skills to build great relationships, enjoy better emotional well-being, health, and happiness, and better manage tensions between home, work, and life. Oh my God, that's the story of us. How do they know us? Their approach starts with the belief that every relationship faces a similar set of hurdles, and that success comes from being equipped to get over the hurdles as smoothly as possible, rather than waiting until things break down to seek help. Over the last 20 years, they have helped countless couples learn how to have better conversations so that they can have better outcomes. And earlier this year, they summarized their core principles in a TED Talk, which I saw, The Four Habits of All Successful Relationships. They have a number of online resources with lots of practical tips and techniques to help couples develop and master the four habits, as well as address other challenges that tend to derail couple relationships, on their website at www.soulmates.academy. Their book is due out in 2020. Andrea and John live in London, England, have been married for 26 years, have run three businesses together, and have two teenage children who keep them totally accountable on all the relationship advice they give. Welcome, Andrea and Sean.
Welcome to...
Thank you so much. What an introduction. Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor and Robbie. What a joy to be here. We're really looking forward to this call.
Oh, that's mutual.
We are so excited to have you. I remember seeing you on, I don't know how I found you, but I found you on the TEDx Talks. So I ran into Robbie and I said, I found our next guests. They are, wow. They speak our language. They speak to me. It really resonated what you talked about. I love the four habits, and I know our audience is going to love them too. So first I want to tell you, John, that I loved the way you looked at Andrea when she was talking.
So many people have said that, but I just love listening to what she has to say.
It melted my heart. It was...
Do you know, Robbie, the four habits, we have to tell everybody, we weren't just being intellectual about it. These were distilled out of learning the scars ourselves, yeah, when we started our first business in our second year of marriage, which is, 24 years ago now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the ways, Robbie, you said earlier, you were in the intro, you were saying, talking about relationships, how are we going to do that? You know, should I be concerned?
Right.
I love that because our son is actually just preparing for an exam this week, a big exam. And I was saying to him, there's nothing to be afraid about. You just got to be ready for it. If you're ready for it, what's the biggie? You go into the exam knowing that, hey, you can do this.
Yeah.
And we think it's the same with relationships. The more prepared you are for it, the easier it is to get over those hurdles. And we, as you mentioned in the intro, thank you for that, we like to think of relationships just as hurdles. And we think of a sprinter going down into the starting blocks on a hurdles track, in a track meet. And when they look up, they can see all these hurdles all the way to the finish line. And in relationship land, it is exactly the same. The only problem is when you look up, you can't see the hurdles. But as we all know now, those hurdles are there, right?
They are. But the interesting thing is, for relationships, if you've not really been in one or a successful one, how do you know how to prepare for this? You don't until these issues hit you in the face, and then have to deal with it.
100%.
And that is so true. And what we realize is that there is no forum for you to learn any of these things up front and proactively before you're actually in a relationship. And the four habits that we talk about, we spoke about it in a TEDx talk in a coupled context, but they're so fundamental that they're relevant for any relationship that you have. Mastering these four habits is equipping you for great relationships in life, with parents, with children, with teens, as we're learning and experiencing ourselves now, with friends, with everybody. Just sets you up well.
But to your point, Robbie, how do you get those skills in advance of the challenges? And that is what the nub of what we're trying to address. So we're working with a lot of organizations and corporates. And what we do there is we say, look, guys, this needs to be part of your learning and development. You know, maybe even when people join these organizations, nobody is going to say no to joining a successful law firm or a bank or they name any successful organization out there. Nobody's going to say no because you're kind of set for life when you join, you're financially set. The problem is, because of the high pressure and the long hours and the lots of travel and the time apart and all those kind of pressures, joining an organization like that is almost signing a death warrant for your relationship. I mean, the stats, we literally just did a survey over here in the UK recently, just over the summer. And officially it's not out yet, so we can't give you the full details of it. But what they did is they surveyed people who were earning at the higher end of the income brackets, so above average salaries and sort of high pressure, really demanding jobs. And where the national average for breakups is about 50%, mm-hmm, anecdotally, we sensed the numbers would come back higher, and absolutely it did. It came back at 69%. So pretty much 70% of all these people said, look, we're having a challenge. So what we're saying to these organizations is you should be teaching these people the skills up front. You know, when you promote them to a senior management position, or maybe when you send them on a long-term travel assignment, or when they go to start working from home. And anybody who's worked from home knows that, you know, you've got extra challenges when one of you is working from home if the other one happens to be around, and the doorbell goes and somebody says, hey, honey, can you just get that for me? And you're like, I'm working. And everybody kind of knows where those conversations go.
And then as well as in life transitions, before you get married or, partner with somebody at the beginning of that, when you have a first child, the things that will start to challenge the relationship, if we just get equipped and keep reminding ourselves and strengthening our ability to have these habits be the default response.
Yeah.
And, I think Trevor said it earlier on in the introduction that or you both probably said it, Trevor and Robbie, that doing these sessions for you is like your own personal therapy. It gives you a chance to hear it and practice it and just get better and better. And that's why we enjoy doing this as well. That's what got us started. You know, in when we started the business, we thought we had everything going for us. We were so in love. This is our, in our second year of marriage. We had management degrees. We had
that was 25 years ago now.
We had all these this corporate experience. Let's start a business together. How hard can it be, right? And then it took us all of like 3 months to discover just how hard it could be, and we almost wanted to kill each other at that point. It was a really frightening experience to go through, and that's when we started to understand the habits that we didn't recognize them as good habits then. But the more we learned, the more we started to share with everybody around us, because we figured if those things could have tripped us up, who else is going through what we're going through? And so as we learned, we shared, and that's what distilled into the four habits that we have now.
Well, I love them. Let's get started. Wonderful. Let's get into them.
Okay.
Number one.
Habit number one, shall we say it, or would you like to say it?
No, go ahead.
No, we'll go for it. So habit number one is be curious, not critical. And I think that was the first thing that we learned when we ran the, you know, our first experience of running the business together, because we went from what we would have called marital bliss, where everything was working well, we were earning great incomes, to starting a business, suddenly realizing that we were grating against each other and simple things would really irritate. So on paper, when you write it down, it just seems so trivial, but it became such a big deal, creating a real wedge between us. John is more attention to detail and more organized.
Like Robbie, as I picked that up from your intro.
Right.
Mr. Perfectionist.
Yes.
You know, you said that, Robbie, you said measure twice, cut once.
Yes.
My dad used to say that, and he was the uber perfectionist.
Yeah.
So you come from a great stock there.
Thank you.
So that's basically John, and I am not. I like to be more creative, more free-flowing. You know, structure for me felt too restrictive, and planning ahead was just too formalized. You needed to be more free-flowing and so on. And that would show up in the way that I created client proposals, for example. And I would say to John, I just have this brilliant idea on how clients will respond to this. And he would take one look at it and say, I can't follow this. It doesn't make any sense. Where's the structure? The fonts are all over the place. And I would get upset that he was just picking on stuff and not realizing the brilliance in the idea. And he would get frustrated that in his mind, I was just being sloppy in the way I was presenting work. And simple things like that would trigger arguments in the office, and it would follow us home. And it just became a cycle of frustration, really led us to despair.
Yeah. And the crux of it is people aren't mad. When somebody does something, they do it for a reason. If they do something that's different to what you would do or what you would expect, they're not mad. Just stop yourself and just say, why did they do that? Mm-hmm. Normally, our default response is to say, what do you do that for, you stupid? Whether you say that or not, above your breath or under your breath, you're probably thinking it. What on earth do you do that for? And the trick or the habit that you want to develop really is just stop yourself and just say, why did they do that?
Right. I cannot tell you, that is sort of the story of me and Robbie. That is the thing that will hang us up. That is the thing that will trip us up, rather.
We have to go to a break. Sorry. So, unfortunately, and we will be right back.
Hurry up.
John and Andrew Taylor.
See you in a bit.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-4255. 866-484-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed, by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding to law of attraction and increased happiness, you'll find it every day at voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
And now back to Done Being Single with married couple and dating ass kickers, Trevor and Robbie Scharf.
And we are back.
So be curious, not critical. This single thing, as I mentioned, definitely trips us up. Because Robbie and I, we are very similar in our approach to things, and we, for the most part, have...
No, we're not.
Yeah, yes, we are. And shut up. We are not wired the same.
Definitely
and I
not.
Cannot tell you how many times I have to keep reminding him. We're not wired the same. You do things your way. Mm-hmm. You have your style. I have mine. So sometimes when I do something that Robbie disapproves of or doesn't understand, he goes critical first instead of being curious. Why did you choose to do it that way? You say, why did you choose to do it that way?
Well, like, no, that's what you hear. That's not like, what I said.
This is so essential to what I feel is our fundamental
issue. It is. Thank you for saying it like that, because it has been probably our biggest stumbling block, and it's a shared thing. I take responsibility for how I come across, and I think that for me, if there's something, and you used the term messing up earlier when you were talking about, if I mess up, then if you mess up, then I do this.
Right.
And for me, it was always your defensive nature that kept me from stopping the conversation. Because if you're defensive, you're not really hearing what it is that I have to say about what it is that just happened. You're too busy defending the position that you were in. And then when you do that, then you take me on a little path to justify how you got to that decision. And to me, that is counterproductive to actually getting to a solution, as opposed to just saying, oh, you're right. I fucked up. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done this. And at that point, there's no reason for me to pursue it anymore. So that's been the argument. But okay. I'd like to have...
Okay, let me just say one thing, and then we'll let John Andrew talk.
Yes.
because I tend to talk too much. But thank you for bringing this up, because I would much rather you be more curious, less critical, as to why I chose to do it the way I did it. And this is, I think, you know, your hair trigger response is criticism instead of curiosity. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Go ahead, you guys.
And that is absolutely spot on, guys. You're hitting the nail right on the head there. And actually, what you've done there, Robbie, with your response, you've gone straight from habit one into habit two. Because mm-hmm. the way you respond, I love this the hard way, and I think many of us
do. You mean Robbie or Trevor?
No, it's what Robbie said. Okay. There. When you said, why did you do it like that?
Okay.
Or whatever you said there. The way you respond is usually the beginning of a whole different argument.
That's your favorite line, isn't it?
Which has got nothing to do with the actual argument.
Right.
We've now moved on to the way you responded. We've forgotten about, you know, whatever it was that you said that upset us, how you said what you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is why our habit two is be careful not crushing in the way that you respond. In a conflict situation, you've got to be really careful how you respond.
So if we just marry those two up, and, you know, John's so right that, you know, habit one and habit two are so closely related. Well, all four of them, actually, because even though intellectually we know that we're unique individuals and that the other person will obviously think, feel, and respond differently to how we do, we tend to get surprised every time they do something different from what we expected. And it's these unmet expectations that cause us to show up differently and maybe criticize instead of just pause for a minute. Remember that you're wired differently. There's a whole session we could do on, you know, the male-female brain, which is wired differently, or parental or cultural backgrounds, or different work styles, or different communication styles, the different ways that we feel loved and appreciated as a whole, you know, day's session on its own. And because we have these differences, we hear things differently, we respond differently. And that's why being curious, developing the automatic response of wanting to find out what's the thinking that's driving what you're seeing, being more curious than critical, it's a new habit to develop, because none of us is wired to automatically be curious. We're wired to be critical because you're not being like me and I expect you to be like me.
Yeah. Well, expectations, that's exactly the word that Andrew just used there. The expectation is that, you know, these hopes and dreams and desires that I came into the relationship with, I've handed them over to you and I've said now to you, off you go make those happen for me. And when you don't, then I've got a problem with that. and all of a sudden, those expectations have become your responsibility to deliver them.
Right.
And do you know what the biggest challenges for most couples is in a relationship?
No. Nope.
It generally comes down to household chores, something as simple as that. And the reason is because my expectation is that you're going to do the cooking, I'm going to do the whatever, I'm going to take the kids to the school, you're going to do the ironing, and there are expectations that I have that, you know, that come from maybe my background, what I saw mom and dad do, or what they didn't do, or whoever I happened to grow up with. And now all of a sudden, I'm just assuming that our relationship is going to be exactly the same like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when that doesn't pan out, I've got a problem with that, because you're expected to be like me, right?
Yeah. And the same with the way you write documents, the way you think and approach work, all those things just become unmet expectations. And that's why habit two, being careful not crushing, is such an important habit to develop. Because when we turn up with those unmet expectations and the frustration that usually surrounds them, we can come in there with the default response of, you've upset me, I'm going to show you why, and I'm going to crush you in the process, you know, depending on what we learned in how we manage anger or how we deal with frustration. And also the fact that we each have one of four natural conflict resolution styles.
Yeah.
But the core of each of those styles is about protecting me, because that's our default wiring as well.
Right.
And so that we can either turn up determined to win at all costs, which is totally about crushing the other person and showing them why your way is right.
Which is Andrew's default, by the way. She's learned to control it a little bit now, but that was her default when we met.
It probably still is my default, but I've learned to pause, or I'm learning to pause. But that's why we keep doing these things, so we get better and better, because it literally is unlearning the natural default styles that we have and on purpose programming ourselves to respond better, to turn up better, and to have better conversations during the conflict process. So the first style is win. The other style is yield, which is just giving in, not necessarily agreeing, but, and John does this a lot, or used to do this.
You just give in for a simple life. Because, you know, you might want to win all the time as well, but, you know, if both of you want to win, you know where that's going to go. You're just going to be arguing all the time. So sometimes for an easier life, it's easier to yield. But actually, you will only yield to a point. And then actually what happens is when you've yielded enough, you just get to the point where you think, you know what, I'm done with this nonsense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to yield anymore. And then you'll respond for the simplest, most ridiculous thing. You then dig your heels and you say, you know what, I'm going to win this time. And then you know that kind of conversation never goes too well.
And what's interesting is that you encounter these issues, two strong-willed people that have not really been guided by what is actually supposed to be the correct way of doing things. We have our own way of doing things, and you come to loggerheads, and it's so easy to really just fight like two rams hitting each other constantly. And it took both of us to take a step back and say, okay, there's got to be a better way of dealing with these type of conflicts.
So habit number two, be careful not crushing. Sounds to me, it's like another way of saying, I can't remember the exact words, but would you rather be right or would you rather be right or would you rather be...
I know what I'm saying?
What's more important?
The relationship or being right?
Yeah. That kind of reminds me.
Being right, of course.
You'd be right, but you'd be on your own.
But at least you're right. I'm sorry.
The other two conflict resolution styles aren't that helpful either. And you know, people on the call or yourselves might recognize them. The withdrawing, which is a default style for people who generally can't deal with conflict situations at all. It overwhelms them and they need to just pull themselves completely away.
Head for the door. They've got to get out of there.
So you can just imagine what happens when you have somebody who wants to win and wants to argue the point to death and somebody who wants to withdraw and just run away from it. And we need to know our natural default style so we can give people grace in the process to just meet them where they are and find a way forwards together when they're able to deal with it. And then the fourth one is usually the style that people think is the way to deal with conflict, but it's not. And that's negotiating or compromising. And a story I heard that helps explain why compromising isn't the answer is of a child who was, there are two brothers. One of them, there was a cupcake and the one asked the dad, can I cut this cupcake? Of course, in his head thinking, I want to make it favorable, the slice that I get. And the dad in his wisdom said, yes, you can cut the cupcake, but your brother gets to choose the first piece. So you can just imagine.
Smart.
The precision.
Yes.
with compromise, it's about only giving as much as you need to give before you can get your own way. So it's still very me-centered.
It's just transactional.
Yeah.
So, and who wants a relationship that's transactional? Nobody signed up for that.
Yeah.
We signed up for a bit of fun, a bit of, you know, excitement, not just a transaction. And that's what compromise does.
And so what you're really working towards is developing the skills where you can really listen to each other, really hear what the core issue is, stay focused on that core issue without dragging in the past and lots of other things that take you down other arguments or other dead ends, and find a solution that's more creative, that's us-centered rather than me-centered.
And in habit two, what we do is we say to people, you need to learn how to manage conflict effectively. And we're going to talk about that in a moment. I see where we're going to be coming to a break shortly.
Yes, we are. But we have so much to go over. So we are going to go to our third break. I don't know. Can't even keep track anymore.
I don't know.
But so we'll be right back with more from Andrea and John Taylor Cummings.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Please join Dr. Sarah, a.k.a. Dr. Red, on an amazing journey of love, soul, abundance, compassion, and authenticity. Dr. Red is a well-renowned healer, hypnotherapist, author, and speaker who has overcome personal challenges to emerge stronger than ever before to reach out to you and heal you emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. For the most informative and enriching experience filled with unbridled laughter and insights on life, health, culture, and society, tune in to Dr. Red's Says Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Where can you listen to some of the world's top life coaches ready to dish out success tips and entrepreneurial guidance? The Voice America Empowerment Channel will do just that. Whether it's personal growth, building a better business, or inspirational life stories, make it a daily habit to tune into our programs. From weight loss and personal branding
to law of attraction and increased happiness. You'll find it every day at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
And now back to Done Being Single with Trevor and Robbie.
And we are back.
Habit number three, ask, don't assume.
So this just picks up with what we were talking about in habit number two, be careful, not crushing, because at the heart of conflict, arguments, is some struggle either over power or and control or wanting to be respected and recognized or wanting closeness and care. And learning to ask rather than assume is to understand the core values. We all have these things that we hold dear to us that sometimes we don't even realize how important they are to us until they get challenged or broken. So learning to ask is to find out from the other person's perspective, what's driving them? What are the things that they really value? What are the things that is at the core of being challenged? Is it fear? Is it insecurity? Just pausing, listening, and really being able to go to the root of the thing that's being challenged, regardless of how somebody shows up. Yeah. In the conflict situation. And, you know, in the TED Talk, for example, we gave the core issue was the way they felt respected in different ways. So the husband felt respected by his wife doing for him what his mom did for the dad, because that's how he interpreted respect. She interpreted respect as being more of an equal partner in the relationship and doing things together and having her husband involved in home stuff and in looking after the children. So sometimes you might be arguing about one thing, but the core of what's driving you is the value that's being trampled over, for want of a better word. So learning to ask what's going on and not just assume or stereotype, and just be able to get the other person's perspective and walk in their shoes for a bit will help you build trust and respect in the relationship.
Yeah, and it's all about mindset, I was going to say there, because trust really comes from how we respond when people make choices. And unfortunately, a lot of relationships, people tend to, when something goes wrong, people kind of assume the worst. And we kind of do that because we want to cover our own downside. Nobody wants to feel like they got it wrong. So if it's almost like you guess something is going to go bad and then it goes bad, then you don't feel so bad. But guess what? You're kind of calling it to be bad. And we're saying in relationship land, what you really want to be doing is think the best. It's not easy to do sometimes, but if you think the best, sometimes there is actually a good reason why people did what they did. If you assume the worst, it just takes you into a negative spiral and you end up going down pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it kind of destroys trust in the relationship, respect, all that kind of stuff. So we're saying ask in situations where you're not sure why somebody did what they did. Ask them why they did what they did. Don't just assume. Yes. And don't assume they did it for a bad reason, because you're onto a non-winner. What's the best better way of saying that?
But yeah, it's a no-win situation.
It's a no-win situation. You're heading for a bad place there.
So habit number three, ask, don't assume, sounds a little bit like habit number one, be curious, not critical, in that you got to give the person an opportunity to explain themselves. What was the thinking? What was the, without criticism, to explain your thinking, explain the method, you know, what was behind
this
your choice.
This is a big part of our issue though. And I have to question this, because I think that when you do explain yourself, you are justifying that path that got you to that decision.
No, I'm not justifying it. I don't want you to think I'm an idiot. So it's really important for me to explain to you my thinking and my reasoning and the logic behind it, so that you don't think I'm, you know,
right. But I think that in past experiences, that journey has not helped your case.
You hear it as defensiveness.
I hear it as defensiveness.
I hear it as just explanatory.
Right. So let's go to the experts. What say you on this?
I say it's a learning journey, and starting with the mindset that you're in each other's corner.
Yeah.
If you can just pause and think, okay, we're on the same side here. We're emotionally missing each other. What's going on? So habit one talks about fundamental differences that you have, that you'll approach things from different styles, different perspectives. Habit three talks about the core value that's driving the behavior. So not the thing on the surface, what's going on underneath. And it's a real skill and habit to be able to have the courageous conversations that make you feel a bit vulnerable to say, when you said this to me, it created a fear, or it created an insecurity, or it made me feel so disrespected. Because you might be talking about a thing, but it's not really about the thing. Mm-hmm. It's what's going on. It's what it's doing to your self-esteem, what it's doing to memories you might have had of previous experiences that made you feel valued or undervalued. What is it doing to the core of you? That's what habit three is about. How can we have those tough conversations about deeply held values and beliefs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Robbie, does it make sense?
You'll like habit four, Robbie. Let's move on to that one then.
Okay, yeah. Habit number four, connect before you correct.
Absolutely.
Let me repeat, connect before you correct.
Absolutely. And in that one there.
I heard you twice the first time.
Yeah, good. And the challenge that a lot of us have in that one, guys, is we always like to, everybody loves giving constructive feedback. If something that doesn't go the way we want it to go, we jump in there with a bit of correction. Like, why don't you do it this way? Do it differently. And if you have kids, and not everybody has kids, but that's clearly a great way to learn it. If you want to be able to give an instruction to somebody, you've got to have a relationship with them for them to be able to hear you. And the only reason I put kids in there is because anybody who has kids knows that especially teens, they will not listen to you unless they have a good reason to do that. And you've got to have a good relationship. Otherwise, they're off. They'll do their own thing there. So what we say is, unless you can build that relationship by connecting with them, you basically on a hiding to nothing. You've got no chance of being able to give that correcting. So to be able to, it's almost like you have permission now to correct once you have the relationship.
Yeah.
So in a relationship, you need to connect. And how do you do that? Well, people want to feel loved, valued, special, treasured. And unfortunately, we all want to do that in different ways. And a great tool that we use when we talk about this is the five love languages. I know you guys have come across that from Gary Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
But he talks about, we all have five different ways in which we all want to feel valued, special, loved, appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all different. Some people want to feel touch. Some people want words. They've got to hear it. Some people want...
A gift.
Gifts.
Something
gifts.
Tangible.
Some people, it's acts of service. And
quality time
is the fifth one. And unless you can speak the language of the other person, they ain't going to hear you. You're speaking, it's almost like you're speaking into a void. You're just wasting your time. It's water off a duck's back. It's the other way of thinking about it.
So
you've
got
to speak their language.
Yeah, the way we always say it is, people go where they feel welcomed, but they stay where they feel valued. So the challenge that we have is, if we value the relationship, is to make sure people know how valued and appreciated they are consistently, because we're far better at giving constructive feedback than we are at staying connected. And that's the key point.
Yeah. I know there's a limit to the amount of time. We could talk for days stuff here. We kind of package a lot of this stuff in our, there's an ebook that we give out, a free ebook called Why Some Relationships Work and Others Don't. And, you know, you can download it free on our website. If you just go to thefourhabits.com/download ebook, you can get that there. And we also have the Four Habits course. We deliver live workshops, but unless people are prepared to fly to the UK at the moment, that may be a little bit far for some of your audiences on the West Coast.
We're happy to fly. We'll
come and see you if that's an option.
That'd be great.
Happy to do that. But if not, we have an online course, which is, if you just go to learn.thefourhabits.com, you can get to the online course there. And we've got a special deal going. We did a special deal for you guys. If you just use the discount code DONEBEINGSINGLE, you get 75% off that course. We've packaged it specially until December 21st this year. December 31st, I beg your pardon.
Till the end of the year.
Can you say that again exactly? So how did it apply that code?
So if they go to learn.thefourhabits.com, and you'll see the courses, it's called Four Habits for Great Relationships. and you can buy it for 75% off, which is £49.75. It's about $65, I think, US dollars at current exchange rates. Great. But you've got to use the discount code DONEBEINGSINGLE. All is one word, DONEBEINGSINGLE. I think your listeners can probably spell that one, right?
I think. I hope they can. But you never know. Wow, this has been incredible.
Yeah. To our listeners, yes. I just want to say, learn from these people. They are not only inspiring, they are insightful. I'm talking about you and Andrea and John. Follow up with their courses and their ebooks. Robbie and I are going to, because there are certain guests we have on the shows that really, really move me and make me think. And you two, you really did. And I can't say enough about you and everything that you offer. And I wish you lived here, but that's okay, because we can stay in touch. And to our listeners, again, follow up, download their stuff, buy their stuff. They're great. They are an amazing resource for you.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for being on the show. It's been a great hour. And
it's been an awesome, great, great fun. We've been thoroughly enjoyed it.
It's absolutely been our pleasure. And just keep on the journey you're on to keep discovering and learning about each other and developing the four habits together.
Thank you so much. We're going to kiss and then we're going to fight, right? Because let's do it. Let's,
well, you know,
fight like... well. Well.
And then we are going to... No! No.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Romantic. Yes.
That's what it means.
Okay.
All right. John and Andrea, thank you guys. And we are done being single, and we'll be back again next week with a new show.
So. Thank you. Have a great week.
Thank you.
I'm Shadow Stevens with my friends Trevor and Robbie. See you next week on Done Being Single.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed, by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.